Hello, and welcome to the first episode of NC Radio Works. What happens when two theater geeks face off in a trivia game show? Let's find out as we present Musical Theater Geeks, written by Eric Coble.
Thank you, Cleveland. It's a delight to be back, and let's get right to it. As regular listeners already know, our current contestants have been locked in a dead heat for 34 consecutive programs. Let's meet them now and see if one will finally musically master the other. Hailing from East Lillywhite, Rhode Island, three-time World Trivial Pursuit champion, Wilhelmina Dink. And from Cornier, Iowa, four-time winner of the Burt Lahr Memorial Rib Cook-Off, Stuart Plotz. Let's get to know our contestants a little better before the bloodletting begins, shall we? Stuart, it says here your interest in musical theater began in first grade. Now, how did that come about?
Well, like many six-year-olds, my love affair with the theater began when I was cast in the school play. Mrs. Vandergift was our director. Brilliant, brilliant woman. A visionary.
What play was that?
Cabaret.
Cabaret. With first graders. She really was a visionary.
You should have seen my MC. I still had the lisp then, which Mrs. Vandergift said added incredible poignancy.
I can imagine. Wilhelmina, you...
Might I add that Mrs. Vandergift's production was much, much darker than the recent Broadway revival.
Really? What an interesting elementary school that must have been.
Don't even get me started on her production of Equus.
Wilhelmina, your devotion to musical theater began...
Not to brag, but I fell in love with the Footlights at a much, much younger age than Stuart here. By first grade, I was already well-versed in the mythos of musicals.
And it began...
The original cast recording of Arms and the Girl with Nanette Fabre. I found my mother's LP and, well, the rest is history. I wore out the grooves, listening again and again and again.
I'm sure your family enjoyed that as well.
I don't know, really. They moved while I was at summer camp one year. Musical theater camp in Connecticut. We produced Pal Joey.
Wait, your family moved away without you?
No forwarding address.
How sad.
Not really. They left me the phonograph and a stack of show tunes.
Well, let's get right to our contest, shall we? As I said earlier, you two have been locked in a dead tie for the last 34 shows. The first to get three right answers tonight will be our grand champion. Are you ready?
Oh, yes.
Certainly.
Our first question. In the 1941 production of Banjo Eyes with Eddie Cantor, who was the costume designer? Stuart?
Lydia Matingo.
Right you are. 1 point for Stuart.
I thought you said the questions were going to be hard this time.
Keep your hat on, Wilhelmina. Next question. 1951. The King and I. What was... Wilhelmina?
Who was Gertrude Lawrence?
No. Please, let me finish the... What, Stuart?
What is the vault?
No. Now, if I may just...
Where is Cyan?
No!
What is baldness?
No! This is not Jeopardy! Will you please...
What is colonialism?
No!
What is polygamy?
No, no, no! Let me finish the question! What song was Getting to Know You written to replace? Stuart!
I believe Getting to Know You was written to replace... My, what a load of children.
I knew that.
I'm sure you did. However, Stuart takes the lead. One more right answer, and he'll have the championship. Finally, now it's time for the Name That Tune portion of the show. Please buzz in the moment you recognize this tune from a 1940s film. Wilhelmina?
It Might as Well Be Spring from State Fair 1945.
Right you are. 1 point for Wilhelmina. Okay. In 1975, Chorus Line opened. The song Dance 10, Looks 3 was performed by Donna McKechnie, who was originally slated to sing the part. Stuart?
Ethel Merman.
Ethel Merman?
Ethel Merman was 63 when that opened. You think she would have been hoofing it around up there in tights at 63? Besides, she was in her 14th tour of Gypsy at that point.
You have a better answer?
Gwen Verdon.
Gwen Verdon, correct!
Oh, of course. But she couldn't do it because she was still performing in Chicago.
Right.
Does that count for extra credit?
No. Wilhelmina 2, Stuart 2, it all comes down to this. We're going to play another show tune. Now, whoever names it first will be our grand prize winner. Are you ready?
Oh, yes.
Certainly.
Name the tune and show title of this hit from the 1980s.
Memory, turn your face to the moonlight. Let your memory lead you. Open up, enter in.
Well? Stuart?
Is it Assassins?
No, sorry. Wilhelmina, it's yours to win. Nothing. Nothing? Cats. That was Memory from Cats. So we have no winner. God help us. That means a 35th round. Which means we will all see you all again when next we play Musical Theater Geeks.
Thank you for listening to the very first episode of NC Radio Works. We hope that you will join us again as we entertain you with more radio plays in a variety of genres. Please be sure to read the show notes for the actors that perform Musical Theater Geeks, and be sure to subscribe to NC Radio Works podcast here on Anchor.com.